Phone Boy Speaks, episode 754, Good Old DOS Games.
The folks behind the Internet Archive have been making a whole ton of video games available via their website. And the most recent thing that they did before now was, arcade games that they did. And they used a browser-based emulator to make these video games available and playable on a web browser, which is quite cool, actually. Now they've done the same thing for MS-DOS games. There's a browser-based MS-DOS emulator, and there's a collection of over 2,300 games. And even though I was an Apple II guy, I recognized some of the titles in here. Certainly, Karateka and Prince of Persia, SimCity, Oregon Trail, which is funny because there's been lots of jokes made about the Oregon Trail lately, dying of dysentery and whatnot. But yes, the games are available now in their original glory in a web browser. Now, like the arcade emulator, there seems to be some sound issues with the emulator. And of course, also speed is an issue because, the computers that these things ran on were, you could measure the speed in, single digit megahertz, whereas today's computers run single digit gigahertz. It's a huge order of magnitude faster. And even though we're emulating old hardware, it's still just ridiculously fast compared to the old hardware. And so, you might have some issues with some of that kind of stuff, but it works, it's cool to see all these old games around. Now, a question you might have is, how are they able to do this without getting sued out of existence? Well, there's actually an exemption in the United States under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act for, works that you can't easily acquire the original discs or whatever, or the original mechanisms by which you could legally run the software. They've said, that's stuff that can actually be distributed legally because there's no way to legally acquire the stuff. And so that's the premise under which some of these archives under that archive.org has been putting out is that they have a DMCA exemption. Now, granted that what they list on their website is 10 years old at this point, but nobody seems to be stopping them. And it's not like making Prince of Persia from a PC available is gonna kill any sales on current systems. And the emulation's not perfect anyway. It's just because of all the speed issues. So it's cool if you have a hankering for an old DOS game, sure, check it out. It's another one of those cool things that the guys at the Internet Archive have done.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.